This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a suicide bomb attack at a busy checkpoint in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has risen to at least 80. More than 90 others were wounded. An explosives-laden vehicle blew up in the middle of a checkpoint where nearly 100 vehicles and rickshaws were waiting in line. Authorities said it was the deadliest incident to hit the capital in months. A Taliban force today raided an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in mainly Taliban-controlled Helmand province. An insurgent spokesman claimed Taliban fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The insurgents this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces. An assault on Monday killed an American Special Forces member in Kunduz province. North Korea has begun a closely watched ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un amid signs Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce his plans for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer a better proposal in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea has boycotted nuclear talks for months and threatened recently to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. An official said earlier this month that denuclearization is off the negotiating table. Those threats, mostly made by lower-level officials, are widely seen as an attempt to increase pressure on the United States ahead of North Korea's deadline. Russia's defense ministry says it has deployed its first intercontinental hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles. President Putin has boasted the weapon, which can travel 27 times the speed of sound, puts Moscow in a weapons class of its own. VOA News.